All right, man. So yeah, so earlier today I tried to go and get another microphone from this other store, man. This is the problem with Czech Republic, man. Like prices are like there's no regulation on prices. Like you can go to like this shop here and something will be $15, and you go to a shop like two stores down and it'll be $40. There's no regulation on the shit, and people just kind of do whatever they want. But anyway, so I still don't have a microphone. So I'm still here with the basic webcam, just the basic older MacBook Pro still doing it. I'm gonna upgrade the shit soon though. But anyway, I digress, whatever that means. I was on Facebook and I seen this ad. I'm in these Facebook groups of people who travel, people who live in Prague, people who live in Ukraine, people who live, people who live in places around the world, right? Because I mean, because I travel to these places, so I subscribe to these groups. I subscribe, but I'm in these groups to keep my awareness of what's going on there, right? So I was on one in Prague, and there's always these digital nomad groups. These digital nomads, the people who want to work completely online and you can work fulfilling life and travel the world, they keep trying to sell it. And as always, the only people who fall for it are, are the desperate people. Those are the only people who are just going to, take it serious. So I stumbled upon one, and it was just like some Asian girl, maybe. Yeah, some Asian girls can age very well, so she could be anywhere from 24 to 36. But I mean, she looks good. She's skinny. She's got, all these designer clothes on. She's taking pictures of herself traveling around the world. And the advertisement was pretty much saying, like, look, I need four people who like to travel and blah, blah, blah. direct message me if you're interested. And I can look at Intel within 4 seconds. Okay, within 4 seconds, it's a scam. Okay. And this is going to go back to the title, The Damsel in Distress. First off, we're going to start here. Every woman on the planet has at least one beta orbiter. Every woman. I don't care how fat she is, how ugly she is, how stinky she is, how smelly she is, how loud she is. Every woman has a beta orbiter somewhere. Every single one. Everyone at every tier. Every tier of woman has beta orbiters. Every woman. So with that knowledge, I mean, you have to remember this for every woman, even that old, ugly, disgusting bitch you know at your job or whatever, she has a beta orbiter somewhere. Okay, if he's on Facebook or is in some dating chat site trying to hit her up, she knows exactly who he is. Every girl. It doesn't have to be the beautiful ones. Every girl has this guy, at least one, usually four or five of them. If they're active in any type of online dating or anything like that, they have at least four or five beta orbiters. So with that being said, by the time I'd say at least a moderately attractive woman, I'd say really any woman, by the time a woman walks up to you, has to theoretically walk up to a stranger and ask for help. Okay, that woman is fucked up. You have to remember this. I mean, and not just fucked up because she needs help in her situation, but she's that is a fu women don't do that. You see, men are the ones who hunt and get their feelings hurt and try. When by the time a woman has to go out there and start hunting on her own, that is a clear sign that she is fucked up. Even those beta orbiters don't fuck with her. Or she knows that whatever she's going to ask is going to be too much of a beta orbiter, and the beta orbiter is going to sniff it out and take off on her. Either way it goes, these damsels in distress are on the top of my list to ignore. They are above that. They are the top of my list, above homeless people, above drug addicts on the street. Attractive women asking random people for help are on the top of my list of who I ignore. And I give you a perfect example. I remember I was walking in Prague about 2 years ago with a girlfriend at the time, and we were walking past a club, and this beautiful girl comes up to us, and she asked us something. But like I said, I'm already programmed at this point to know, like, look, that's gonna be some bullshit, because she had to approach me with it. And she didn't see me pull up in my car or nothing. So she, at the time, I didn't dress, you know, great like I dress now. I dress, I guess, more relatively average to, you know, a woman. So she had no reason to walk up to me like that, right? And the girl I was with at the time, she said, Wendell, why did you ignore her? Like, she was pretty. She walked up to us. Blah, blah, blah. Why did you ignore her? And I just told her pretty much everything I just told you. Like, though that girl is fucked up. If a girl has to go out her social circle, if she even had a social circle, because like I said, with women, it's all about status and the social circle she has. Maybe she doesn't even have a social circle. So that's a whole next level of being fucked up if she's in that area of it. But by the time a woman has to go and she has to, you know, relatively go out and hunt on her own, that woman's fucked up. She is fucked up. Like, now, if you were like in high school or something and you all were in the same room and she came up to you like that, well, then that's, I mean, because she's still kind of new of you. But like, I'm talking like complete strangers on the street. By the time they're doing that, they are fucked up. And like I said, with this Facebook group, this girl in here, one guy actually did call out, like, yeah, this is a fucking scam because women don't do this. And for any guy who like, okay, like I said, from my past, like I was always traveling. I wasn't like a military brat where like I wasn't a military brat type of traveler, but I had been. I mean, I was going to Atlanta, New York City, Los Angeles, Vegas. I was going to those places when I was younger and seeing, you know, watching human nature play out and what people do and what people do. You see what I'm saying? And when now, so I'm to the point, I'm developmentally to the point now, when I see an attractive woman doing something like that, my first thought is, this is not what you do. You don't do this. So you must be fucked up if you got to do this. Like, I'm to the point now where I can just sniff it out immediately with cases like that. Women don't do, women because like I said, women do not have courage. They don't. Women do not, like I said, women do not develop genuine personalities, morals, or courage. A woman's morals will always be whatever the strongest thing in the room's morals is, whatever is feeding her. You know, I mean, when I say feeding her, I mean like food, money, stuff like that. That will now be her morals. Okay, as long as, like, let's say, like the guy, you know, is a respectful guy, blah, blah, blah. That is her morals now. You see, women don't create. There's a reason why women don't create laws, you know, on a massive level. These are reasons why. Because her woman's laws is what man's law is. Like, and they just follow it. You see, like I say in other videos, a woman's whole thing is to please. If it had been clear that men were turned on by women tap dancing on razor blades, within 2 months there'd be bitches on Pornhub tap dancing on razor blades. I promise you, because it's what they do. They have to do it. You see, but anyway, back to the original topic. Yeah, the damsel in distress, never fuck with that. Don't touch it. Just don't touch it. Because like now from another perspective, you see, women know all this shit. They know the power that they can have over weaker men simply because they're women. They know how men react to attention from women. They know all this stuff. They've been studying this since they were 5 years old. Then they were communicating it with other girls between the ages of 5 to, I'd say, roughly 9 years old. Then from 9 years old and up, it was they were pretty much kind of left on their own in the whole women tearing down other women modes. And they were getting ran through by, you know, the sixth grader when they were, you know, 11 and 12 years old. Women know, like I say in other videos, women mature much quicker than men, but the max of their maturation stops a lot quicker than men. So they, like, their brains just can't comprehend thought above that level. This is another example. Google total amount of female chess players. And I think the total amount never got to over 10%. Because it's almost the same as trying to teach a gorilla how to play chess and be good at it. Like, their brains are not, woman's brain is not made to think that intricately about something, you see. Because I read a study a while back, I don't know how true this is, but I read a study a while back that the biggest thing that separates humans from animals is the fact that we plan for the future. Because there were studies done. Now, like I say, I can't remember how true this is, so I don't want to like hold it as gospel or whatever. But I remember this study where they set up. It was a gorilla in a room, right? Or whatever the ones that eat bananas, whatever monkey, whatever fuck that eats, whatever primate eats bananas, and they set up two doors, right? And they open the doors, and in one room it had like two bananas, and in the other room it had like 50 bananas. Now the monkeys never went for which one was more. They just went to whichever one they kind of stumbled on first. That's what they went. They didn't. They like the thought in their the thought process in most of their brains were not, oh, well, if I get these 50, I can save them for later. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't think like longevity. And I'm not sure, like, don't hold me, because I'm not sure exactly how legit that was. But I mean, it. I can say it can make sense. But it's fueling what I'm trying to explain with women. Like, women's brain is not built for longevity, for anything. A woman's biggest weakness is time. Time and longevity. Those are always women's two biggest weaknesses in anything, is how to keep anything going in longevity. That is their biggest, even themselves, it's their biggest weakness. That's why they ultimately will need men. You see, men want women, but women will need men simply because a woman's brain can't handle that. Like I say, this is why women are not good at chess. This is why they have to pay women to go into STEM programs. Anything that's going to take anything where the brain has to take into consideration preservation, woman's brain just doesn't. A woman's brain is biologically programmed to go, oh, preservation. Well, I'll just get Dan for that. Anyway, like that's where their brains are not, they're biologically not made to handle longevity. You see what I'm saying? The plans. See, this is why they're not good at chess, because when you play chess, you have to think, well, I can take this pawn, but if I take that pawn, I'm going to lose my bishop and queen and the succession, you know, from the knight fork. What's it called? Fork knifing? I forget what it is. I play a lot of chess, but I'm horrible with names and shit. But you see what I'm saying? Like, the woman's brain hates that bargaining theory. Unless the bargaining theory is, do I get Dan to pay for my car, or do I get Roger to pay for my car? See, that's when their brains like clicks on and they turn into Sherlock Holmes. When it hits that mode, that you can line Sherlock Holmes, Batman, and Albert Einstein is succession, and she would beat all of them in chess at the same time. And it's be like, look, motherfucker, I don't know what the fuck. This bitch is bad. This bitch is bad. Like I said, like it's selective. Woman's intelligence is selective, and it's usually like because like I said, their focus is to get man to focus on longevity. You see what I'm saying? So if it was put in a method of how to manipulate a man, oh. Batman, Sherlock Holmes, they all be confused. They can't do it the same as a woman. Because, you see, once that selective want comes into play, then all systems are go, you know, to find a man who will do everything for me. But yeah, back to the original topic, man. Like, the damsel in distresses, never touch that shit. And like I said, it's even worse if she's attractive. Because, you know, as I said earlier, like, you, and you know this is true, every woman has beta orbiter somewhere. And if she can't pull this bullshit on them, oh, then it's real bad. It's a real bad situation. It's a horrible thing. Every woman has a beta orbiter, man. Every woman on the planet. How ugly is y'all care? She's in a wheelchair. She's paraplegic, quadriplegic. I don't give a fuck what it is. She's got a beta orbiter somewhere floating around. Believe that. But yeah, man, it is crazy. And like, and it's even crazier here in Prague, because like I said, this is considered Central Europe, so you really do see hypergamy play out. But it's also different because the women's diets here are better. So most women who are under 35 are going to look, in comparison to American and to Western women, they're going to look great. Most women are under 35. Most women aren't going to be fat. It's the opposite. Like, here, most women are in shape. So the hypergamy, like, it plays out differently. It really does, man. It really plays out. And it's one of those things you kind of have to just see it to believe it type of thing. But I'm to the point now in my life Like, I just don't care anymore. Like, I mean, like, I could be the guy who, you know, pulls up in the BMW and, you know, I always dress nice. Like, I never dress nice here because I'm always just like laying in bed and I read something here and I come on here. But when I'm out in the world, like, I always dress very well because it's just my own personal mental situation. I mean, if anybody's curious to know, I'll definitely go into why I chose to start dressing, you know, in pretty expensive clothing and stuff like that. It's definitely not to show off for other people. It's definitely, it had nothing to do with that. It was for me, just like the reason for my tattoos. Like I said, the fear tattoo and like the reason for my tattoos, they were for me. It had nothing to do with, you know, other people. But yeah, that's the video. I'm going to try to get a microphone soon, man, but it's just a pain in the ass trying to do it here. But I'm going to upgrade the quality of these videos pretty soon. I'm going to upgrade the quality. But yeah, have a good day.